Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As we seek to achieve more professionally, we often focus on the perks that come with moving up the corporate ladder. But as Scott Sheeman, professor of sociology at the University of Toronto, explains, advancing your career can come at a cost to your health.
Sociological research on social patterns in health and well-being has a long tradition of documenting the benefits of higher socioeconomic status for individuals. Simply put, people with social and economic status tend to have better health, fewer symptoms of distress, and overall greater life satisfaction. And yet, one pattern stood out in my own research that seemed to go against the grain of conventional thinking and some evidence. My own research on Americans and Canadians seemed to suggest that people with power at work didn't seem to fare any better than those without it. So I became curious about the reasons for this. My efforts led to the development of a new theoretical perspective that I've called the stress of higher status. This view suggests that some higher status conditions, such as job authority, tend to come with several key pressure points or stressors that, taken together, seem to offset or balance the benefits that accrue to those with greater job authority. Four of these stressors seem to be particularly problematic: longer work hours, greater job pressure, more interpersonal conflict at work, and greater work-to-family interference or spillover. Collectively, these four stressors seem to detract from the otherwise beneficial effects of greater authority or power in the workplace. So this research has provided a new way of unpacking the good and the bad that come with higher status. However, it is also important to underscore that this is not a story about how rough elites have it. Rather, it is a case for the challenges of what might be called higher, not necessarily high, but higher status, and how these patterns inform our understanding of health inequalities across the entire socioeconomic spectrum.
That was Scott Sheeman of the University of Toronto. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College.